Section 7. Room 5, Hall. Rêverie in the 20th century. In this long hallway, images depicting the extraordinary events of the area are exhibited, telling the story of the men of the Po and daily life in the last century. There are photos, postcards, and other images provided to the museum by locals, and, more rarely, taken from publications. All have been carefully restored and reissued so that every detail can be fully appreciated and enjoyed. The first of the 8 sections that make up the gallery covers one of the most catastrophic events of the 20th century, the Second World War. Here we can see the damage caused by the bombings in Rêverie, which took place from the 19th to the 26th of July 1944. Due to its position at the end of one of the bridges that cross the Po, the town was a favored target for the Anglo-American Allies, particularly during the German retreat. They intended to prevent the invaders from crossing the river and at the same time destroy their fuel supplies. Unfortunately, it was not easy to achieve these objectives, and the town was hit by bombs, causing death and destruction. The second section is devoted to unusual natural events, such as the severe winter of 1929, when temperatures plummeted to around minus 30 degrees, the vines froze, and even the waters of the Po froze over. An amazing, if not unique, event occurred in the 18th century, when there was an extreme cold spell during what was named the Little Ice Age. Even the sea in the port of New York froze over. Another periodic phenomenon is represented by droughts. The most severe, and very rare, often give light to ancient artifacts, shipwrecks, or fragments of buried settlements. In the following 2 sections, sections 3 and 4, we see remains relating to the activities that took place on the river with the aid of boats. In section 3, in addition to navigation, which was once used to transport many types of material, earth, wood, stone, food, etc., as well as people, we can see images relating to the extraction of sand by dredging, commercial fishing, porterage, the movement of goods in the old port of Ostiglia, and the activity of pontoniers, who, when only the pontoon bridge existed, had the task of removing a segment of the bridge to allow the many boats to pass through. The fourth section features the mills, which were so celebrated by Riccardo Bacchelli in his famous novel Il Molino del Po, The Mill on the Po. For centuries, they were the heart of the Po area's economic subsistence. In this vast plain, the only motive force that could be exploited by man was that of the great river. And consequently, the only way to use it was to bring the mills into the river currents, anchoring them to the shore so that the water would turn the blades. The mills were used to grind everything: wheat, barley, rye, and corn. In the fifth section, you can view a series of historical images of Rêverie, its bridges, and the port. There are some photos documenting the distinctive pontoon bridge, which was later replaced by a newer iron bridge. There is only one photo documenting the opening of the new railway bridge, which was rebuilt after the war. There are several fairy tale pictures of a historic center in the early 20th century, of the fascist period, goings on at the port, and of life on the so-called beach. In fact, at one time when the waters were clean, the beach was a destination for day trips in the summer. In section 6 and 7, we can take in perhaps the most beautiful and spectacular images, those relating to the activities of the people of Rêverie. Images of the water, the maintenance and strengthening of the banks of the Po, the construction of drainage canals and levees by the Scariolanti, laborers of the Po area, boat towing, the work of the boatmen, and finally the hard job of washerwoman. Farming images, plowing, also with very unusual tractors, such as the one we see here, the processing of wheat and corn, grape pressing, the preparation of posts to be used as supports, the production of brooms, poplar growing, and the slaughter of pigs, an extremely important animal for the poor households of the time. Images of craft work, making baskets from willow branches, the famous wicker, rope produced by the cultivation of hemp, farm wagons and carts. Images of services now no longer in existence. Carters, blacksmiths, knife grinders, pozzari, people who fetched water from the wells. Images of commerce in the historic centre. Bakers, barbers, grocers, tailors. Industrial images. The Borghi glassmakers, acquired by Bormioli and then disposed of. The Reveri sawmill, which was active for around 20 years and closed soon after the end of the war. Any women who could not find work in Reveri were compelled to take the humble and degrading job of working in the rice fields. An entire section is dedicated to the two most popular activities in Reveri and in the coastal towns, hunting and fishing. There are some striking images documenting hunting using punt guns.